Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. Our message for today is called The Lamb Broke the Seven Seals and the Four Horses Were Unleashed. And we are reading the last book in the Bible, the book of Revelation. And we're in chapter 6. And a lot of things are happening in the book of Revelation. Every chapter has something that is happening in the heavens where God lives and also in the earth. And so these prophecies were given by John, and he was one of the beloved disciples of Jesus. He was on the Isle of Patmos, and he had a vision. And Jesus came to him in the vision and took him up to heaven so he could see the future. And, you know, some of the future is prophesied in the Old Testament, but it corroborates with the New Testament. So you will find many stories in the Old Testament that you will find in the New Testament. And if you put those two together, they make sense. Amen. Okay, let me read Revelation chapter 6. When the fourth seal was broken, there are seven seals, seven vials, and seven trumpets. And so these trumpets, vials, and seals kind of tell the whole story about the future. So you kind of have to mix it up, the seals and the trumpet and the vials. And some of the vials are geared towards the end, right before Jesus is coming back. But the trumpets is a clear story of what has been happening on the earth between the time that the disciples lived and when Jesus was on the earth until Jesus comes back. Amen. Okay, and I heard the fourth living being say, come. And now I saw a pale horse, and its rider was named Death. And another horse came, and the rider's name was Hell. They were given control of one-fourth of the earth to kill with war, famine, and disease, and wild animals. And when he broke open the fifth seal, I saw an altar, and underneath it all the souls of those who had been martyred for preaching the word of God called loudly to the Lord and said, O sovereign Lord, holy and true, how long will it be before you judge the people of the earth and avenge our blood? White robes were given to each of them, and they were told to rest a little longer until the fellow servants of Jesus had been martyred on the earth and also joined them. And then he broke the sixth seal, and there was a vast earthquake, and the sun became dark like blood, and the people hid themselves in caves and rocks in the mountains and cried to the mountains to crush them. These people were leaders. People saw the elements falling apart, and they started, now they're going to start to look up at heaven. And they said, fall on us. They told the mountains to fall on us, please, and hide us from the face who is the one sitting on the throne and from the anger of the Lamb, because the great day of their anger has come, and who can survive it? Okay. You know, all this time, people don't said Mother Nature did everything. Mother Nature sent the wind. Mother Nature made the animals. Mother Nature's in charge of this world. Nobody wants to give credit to God, who actually did make the world. How do we know? Because in Genesis 1, it says, He created the heavens and the earth and everything that's in it, including human beings. But humans don't want to give Him glory. In fact, they want to be the creator. They want to create something. But you know what? You cannot create something without material. So they have to make material, humans, in order to make something out of it. For example, a statue. God don't make statues. He made humans. He made animals. He made fishes. He made the earth. He made the sun, the star, the skies. He knows exactly how many stars He has. And He knows how many angels He has. And He knows how many people He made. And He personally knows their name. Can you imagine? God in heaven knows everybody's name. He named them. The Bible says, even when we were in the belly of our mothers, God knew us. He knew how much hair we had. He knew every intricate thing about us. But in these last days, they don't want Him. Not even America. Can you imagine? Thank God there's people in the world who still honor and worship God in the earth. And now you're going to see many, many people coming to the Lord. Why? Because we're living in the last days, right before Jesus comes back. And He said, hide us from the one who is sitting on the throne. Friends, judgment is coming to all, everyone in the earth, no matter who they are, whether they're a king, whether they're rich, whether they're poor, whatever status they have, whatever job they have, whoever create, you know, was a fantastic doctor or whoever they are, if they're a human being, God made them. The good news is that Jesus paid the price for our sin with His precious blood. Jesus came for only one reason, to save the world. What did He save the world from? From the devil. Because in the Garden of Eden, the devil went to Adam and Eve and deceived Eve, and she ate the apple that God told her not to eat. And then she took it and she gave it to her husband. Isn't that amazing? She gave it to her husband, and her husband, knowing better that if he ate the apple, he would have to leave the garden where he was placed with his wife. And that's exact, but he ate the apple. You know why? Because his wife ate the apple. Even though he could have told her, hey, don't eat that apple. But she ate it, and she brought it to him, and the both of them ate it, and then God condemned them, and they had to leave the Garden of Eden. And praise God, He didn't let them die. He didn't let them physically die at that moment, is what I'm saying, because eventually they did die. And God made them from the earth, so when they die, they go back to the earth. And that's exactly what happens today. Nobody can change that method. Amen. Romans 10, 8 till 11 says, but what says it? The word is even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we are preaching. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, that means believing in your heart that the story that I just told you is true, that Jesus died for our sins, and shall believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead. It's not good enough that you believe Jesus died. But the good news is He arose from the dead. And the Bible says that He got the, when He rose up from the grave, he got the keys of death and hell. And no longer can Satan send anybody there or force them to go there. He has the keys of heaven. And if we want to go to heaven, we cannot go through the Pope. We cannot go through the Hail Mary. We cannot go through any religion, Buddhist, Shinto, whatever religions there are. They're all liars, thieves, and robbers. That's what the Bible said. The only true God who made the earth is the Lord God and his Son. For with the heart a man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth you confess salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. What does that mean? That means you will be the worst sinner. I remember going to jail one time, and this big guy, huge, 6x6, and he came up to me and he said, "Can Jesus save me? I killed more than 18 people. Nobody will ever find their body. Would he save me from my own sin?" And we said, yes. And the pastor prayed with him, and he accepted the Lord. Why? Because when you hear the truth, it pricks your heart, and you know it's true, and then you respond to God, and you get to go to heaven. I want you to go to heaven. I want every human being to go to heaven. Doesn't matter if you're a sinner. We're all sinners. There's only 10 commandments, and I don't know not one person who has completed and was faithful to all the 10 commandments that God has. Nobody can say they have completed that with perfect life. I don't think so. For the scripture says, whosoever believeth in him shall not be ashamed. Will you pray this prayer with me? If you believe what I said, what I read from the word of God, say this prayer with me. Jesus, I ask you to come into my life. I know I'm a sinner. I might be the biggest sinner or the smallest sinner. It might be a big thing I did or it might be a small thing I did. But there is no big thing and no small thing. Sin is sin. And I know I'm a sinner and I need a Savior. And I understand now that Jesus is the only one who can save me. Jesus, come into my life. Change me. Give me a new life. Give me salvation. Take away my sins. And Lord, forgive me, Father God. I didn't know you were real, that you are the God, the only one. And I accept you as my Savior. I give you all my burdens. And Lord, you will give me eternal life because you died for me. Lord, I also forgive anyone who ever hurt me in my life or I hurt them. Forgive me. And I give you praise, honor, and glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Friends, if you said this prayer and you really believe it, can you let me know on Facebook? I would love to know that you came to Jesus. Amen and amen.